Sex, violence, Rapunzel, that old fairy tale of the long-haired blonde locked up in the tower, has a new spin. Washington, D.C.'s National Museum of Women in the Arts has brought together dozens of Rapunzel illustrations from children's books and added some newer versions that aren't just for kids. As Alex Van Oss reports, this girl's story has fascinated artists for more than a century.
Freud would have had a ball with Rapunzel. The story goes that once upon a time, a pregnant lady suddenly got the munchies for something called rampion, a salad vegetable that grew in the garden next door. Unfortunately, that garden belonged to a witch, who later seized the lady's child and raised her in a tower. The girl was named Rapunzel, which means rampion in German. Now, the Rapunzel we know comes from the famous Brothers Grimm version of the 1850s, but actually, Rapunzel goes back 300 years to an Italian story.
È così grande lo desiderio mio de mantenere allegra la principessa.
In 1637, Gian Battista Basile wrote a story called Petrosinella, which means little parsley in Neapolitan dialect.
Librarian Christina Wasserman at the National Museum of Women in the Arts became fascinated by the hold on artists Rapunzel has had over the decades. For one thing, it resonates with real life.
Rapunzel is growing up, and the witch is beginning to be afraid that she will lose her, like many mothers when their children and daughters are growing up. They want to protect them from the world, and they want to keep them for themselves.
Locked in her tower, the teenager lets her blonde hair grow long and luxurious and spends the day singing.
Rapunzel, Rapunzel, lass mir dein Haar herunter.
Rapunzel, let down your hair. That's how the witch in the Grimm Brothers fairy tale calls up to Rapunzel. There's also an earlier French version from 1698.
Bersinette, Bersinette, descendez vos cheveux que je monte.
Decades of artists have depicted the witch, sometimes as an ugly crone, other times as a kindly old lady. And they all focus lavish attention on Rapunzel's trademark, her hair.
It's such a complicated image. I mean, that it can be a lifeline, and it is sort of a lure, and it's beauty, and it's power. And one of the weirdest parts of the story is that it's Rapunzel's hair that people climb up and down, and that when she's in the situation where, how the hell do I get out of here? She can't use her own hair, obviously.
The pictures in this exhibition are as detailed as botanical illustrations or embroidery. The artists have spent hours with pens, pencils, brushes, and watercolor to create meticulous fantasy worlds in miniature. The pictures follow the storyline as one day Rapunzel lets a gentleman caller climb into her tower, a prince, no less. In the German fairy tale, the Grimm brothers played down this encounter, but not the older versions. Christina Wasserman.
In French version, actually, and in the previous versions, Rapunzel tells at some point the witch, you know, my clothes doesn't fit me anymore. It's sort of too tight. And the witch realized that she's pregnant. But the witch felt very, very upset and betrayed because she didn't want Rapunzel to love anybody but her. And she cut off her hair.
Part of this whole sort of midlife crisis, I guess, was sitting in my therapist's office, and I said, oh my God, I'm just like, you know, expletive Rapunzel.
Catherine Satterley's depictions of Rapunzel are raw, somber paintings in gouache. In one of them, Rapunzel stands in a lake, nude, her golden hair swirling about in the water. Her mouth is wide open, and she seems to be singing, or maybe screaming. Another shows the last thing the prince sees when he falls out of the tower and is blinded by thorn bushes.
I've always been fascinated when you're looking up at the sun and you rub your eyes, you can sort of see the veins. I just thought of that sort of network of veins and also of brambles and thorns.
Contrasting with these works are some light-hearted cartoon illustrations by artist Betsy Lewin. These go with a modern retelling of the Rapunzel story, this one called Rapunzel, a happenin' rap by David Vozar, in which the heroine is an all-American girl from Brooklyn.
There was Rapunzel, the girl of my dreams. Down dropped her hair, so shiny it gleamed. The climbing was rough, it took me a bit. Her shrill whining was giving me fits. You're hurting my hair when it twists and bends. Your heavy weight will give me split ends.
In these drawings, the people are depicted as dogs with punk hairdos and dark glasses. In the end, Rapunzel hooks up with her prince and lives happily ever after as a hairstylist.
We got our kicks as a mom and pappy when Rapunzel gave birth to two kids, a pair, a boy and a girl with 6 feet of hair. Rap was happy just styling their tresses in cornrows, dreadlocks, and curls or headdresses.
Rapunzel, Rapunzel, Let Down Your Hair, 150 years of Rapunzel illustrations, remains at the National Museum of Women in the Arts through January. For NPR News, this is Alex Van Oss in Washington.